Some things are stronger than the waves. Friday Night History 78, Season 3, Episode 12, Tsuriishi Shrine at the River's North Fork. We talked in recent episodes about the Kitakami River, its shaping through the civil engineering projects of the early Edo period, and some of the landmarks around its southern fork. We also talked about its relation to the status of Ishinomaki as a major transshipment and fishing port starting in the Edo period. We also talked about the Ishinomaki St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church, which sits on an island in the river's older southern delta. But today, let's talk about the Kitakami's northern, newer fork and of Tsuriishi Jinja, one of the shrines on the river's northern shore near that delta. The Kitakami's North Fork turns east after it diverges, passing north of Mount Jobun and the fields which Kawamura Magobe's engineering work opened for cultivation. It intersects with a tributary, the Oppa River, before opening up into the delta just south of the Ishinomaki city line with neighboring Minami Sanriku. This is all just north of the town of Onagawa. The fields, the roads, any bit of urbanization around there all hugs the shore and sits in the shadow of summits that rise dramatically just beyond them. Even thinking about it makes me feel small in a comforting way. Just north of there is Kamiwarisaki, a cleft in the terrain where the tide washes into a sheltered pool. There's a campground adjoining it, and it's been the subject of some interesting coverage by Japanese YouTubers I watch who specialize in camping and survival skill. I'd like to quote how I described it in my novel Confluence to give you an idea, seen from the perspective of Isao Akasu, who grew up just south of there at the foot of Mount Jobun. It was a cleft in the rocky coast where earth, water, and sky seemed to come together in a tumbling cascade. The local folklore she had heard, first from Mihara-sensei and then in her reading, had it that the villages that had once bounded this part of the coast feuded over their precise boundary. Fed up with the humans' bullshit, the gods intervened, tearing a gash in the promontory to mark the previously unmarked boundary. Now it was called Kamiwarisaki, the promontory the gods split. So in short, it's a jagged coast at which the Kitakami meets the sea. And just a little bit south of there, on the same side of the Kitakami, also astride Japan National Route 398, sits Tsuriishi Shrine, Hanging Stone Shrine. The shrine has been there since Genna 4, 1618 CE. It enshrines the kami Ame no Koyane no Mikoto. It used to be on a nearby summit until in that year the shrine was moved to the riverside for the convenience of the local population. The area of this new location was called Tategasaki, but the shrine's current name, which means Hanging Stone Shrine, only really stuck as an official name in the early Meiji era in Meiji 4, 1871 CE. Because of a boulder that seems to dangle over the steps leading up to the shrine hall, but never falls. The stone is the shrine's divine vessel, and marked as such with sacred Shimenawa rope. Shortly after the current name stuck, in May of 1875, the shrine was entered into the Meiji government's roster of Shinto shrines as a sonsha, a village shrine. In the Edo period, this area that was on high ground in sight of the Kitakami River's northern delta was a strategically important point in the eyes of Sendai domain. It was so much so that the generations of Date Daimyo included the area on their list of places to go on inspection or send people on inspection. And as we discussed, including recently, there wasn't much of a distinction between the mundane and numinous, so these tours included visits to Tsuriishi Shrine. One of them, according to the shrine's homepage, wrote the following poem on taking in the view from the shrine grounds. Tatesaki ni noborite mireba asahizashi, ayani yosekuru oinami no hama. Climbing to Tatesaki's summit, I see the morning sunlight and wave-swept shore drawing near. It's a striking view, to be sure. Tsuriishi Shrine is one of the local points of interest mentioned in the late 18th century Honai Fudoki by Tanabe Marebumi. Tanabe was a date retainer who compiled this monumental record of the entire domain, community by community, down to its shrines, temples, natural features, and points of historical interest. Preservation of these things was the domain's job, after all, but they were also foci of tourism and pilgrimage. It's there in Honai Fudoki that we get a glimpse of the grounds having several large stones, including the stone that's now the divine vessel. Tanabe relates their measurements to give a sense of scale. Because of this, Tanabe writes, the locals have dubbed this shrine Tsuriishi Myojin, unquote. An early iteration of the shrine's current name. An interesting local tradition at this shrine is the use of abundant local river reeds for seasonal structures. The shrine sets up both Kadomatsu and Yoshinowa. Yoshinowa are the reed version of a Chinowa, the straw ring famous from the mid-year Nagoshino Ohara ceremony. Rather happily, it seems that their Kadomatsu is Sendai style. If you're not familiar with this style of Kadomatsu, I did an infographic for Unseen Japan some time ago. It's a little different than the usual bamboo in a bucket configuration that became an emoji. Over the past 50 or so years, most notably in 1978 during the Miyagi-Oki offshore earthquake and the 2011 Great East Japan disaster, the shrine and its namesake hanging stone have miraculously survived unscathed and unmoved despite multiple major natural disasters. The shrine's homepage dubs it Ochisou ni Ochinai Juken no Kami, seeming to fall but never falling, Kami of entrance exams. A marker on the shrine steps notes how high the water crested during the 2011 tsunami, so watch your feet as you go up. Finally, a present-day point of interest for Tsuriishi Shrine is the fried chicken, karaage, sold on the shrine grounds from a little stand called Kokoya. The fried chicken stand's social media presence does cross-promotion with the recently unveiled Michinoku Coast Trail, one of Japan's major hiking trails, which goes from Souma City in Fukushima Prefecture all the way north to Hachinohe in Aomori Prefecture, skirting the coast as it goes. It passes near the shrine. I was also rather pleased to learn that, at least according to Google Maps ratings, Kokoya is a local LGBTQ-friendly business. Pretty cool, that. We're fortunate that the shrine has a YouTube presence, so if you're listening to the podcast, check out the blog post to see the embedded video of the shrine's festival and the procession of the Mikoshi. Also linked on the blog post side is an amateur video of Motoyoshi Hoin Kagura dance performed at Tsuriishi Shrine. There's a few videos I found on YouTube, but the one I posted is called Yamato Takeru. In the end, I think this shrine and its unshakable stone are a worthy symbol of the Sanriku coast and its resilience. No matter how it's been battered by war, by famine, or by tidal waves, it still endures. Some things are stronger than the waves. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is Ohayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.